Our next item is conditional use 1595 Shore Movement, amended condition of approval on Route 9.
This is a request to amend the conditions of approval. When this application was approved, one of the requirements was that a fence would be erected along this site and the adjoining lands owned by the Portmans. Since the project was approved, a new doctor has bought the property and they're requesting that that condition be deleted. I listened to the tape. Mrs. Portman was at the public hearing and she had met with Dr. Johnny and stated that she agreed with him as long as he would go along with her request. And I would ask you that you defer this until we get written confirmation whether Mrs. Portman would allow the fence to be deleted.
Mr. Chairman, I have an additional concern concerning this project as well. Besides the issue of the fence is the issue of whether or not this property would provide or allow for adequate and safe parking that would not result in a hazard. Given the location of the property and near the high school entrance and bike path, it appears as though there may be four parking spots and one handicap spot on this property. And while it may have been questionably sufficient for one physician, without further information, I don't know if it's going to be adequate to provide sufficient safe parking for the practice that's being proposed, which is a totally different from what we originally heard. Initially it was a project that involved one physician who was going to have limited hours, and now we don't know what the hours are going to be and how many patients are going to be serviced and how many staff, and I don't know if this is something that maybe should be subject to another hearing. I don't know how we address it. When we approve a project under conditional use with a set of conditions as specific as one physician, et cetera, how do we address it when now we're talking about an expanded service, perhaps? Or maybe there's only going to be one physical therapist. We don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard.
Well, it seems like if the office is asking a deferral, I guess put it back on an agenda, take a look more clearly at what the original conditional use was that was approved by county council with the conditions and see if you all feel that it's been a significant change from that and whether another conditional use is required. And that seems to be the thing to do.
But the change would be the new owner, right?
Well, it's the use, it sounds like, because I'm not sure what the original ordinance that county council approved was, but if it was specific as to a physician and now it's some different use. I don't know what the ordinance said.
Well, I think that's the problem. We don't know sitting here today. So we need to defer this and give the staff and council time to do their research and report back to us. Put it on agenda at a later time.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 3195 Shore Move amended commissions of approval, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1595 Shore Movement, amending condition of approval on Route 9. Give the staff and council opportunity to research the issues. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our